Wednesday the 8th of October, Erev Yom Kippur, Abish Shlomo Farhi, Hachonas Yom Kippur.
I find this a very difficult shiur to give. Not always, but specifically today. And just to give you an image, a mental image of the way I feel, I want you to imagine someone who's coming into a court case, and the pshat is completely forgot about it, didn't remember that it was today, didn't sort out his lawyer, didn't sort out any of the things he needed to sort out, didn't figure out his case, and he comes running into the courtroom as the doors are closing. I mean, the pshat is with his papers flying everywhere, and he's trying to find the last, where did he put this and where did he put that. So I decided that instead of coming with a bunch of papers, I was going to talk to you today a little bit about things that I think about in Erev Yom Kippur, and hopefully they'll be somewhat helpful for the Olam, as they are for me. I also want to be completely and utterly selfish right now, because there are loads of people listening to this and even not here. So I want to take this opportunity to ask Mechila from everyone. Saves on postage. But now that we've gotten out of the way, I want to begin with something that my Rebbe, Rav Berkowitz, was very, very fond of saying. In Sayyim Gedalia, there's a tainus because of the fact that Gedalia was nifter, Gedalia ben Achikam. And what happened? There was a maisa. Abyss of Lashon Hara, they came to him and they asked him, they told him what was going to happen, not Makabel, Chas V'Sholem, right? By this it was during his hours, yeah? And not Makabel, right? A Maisa happens that eventually leads to tremendous Chorban. And in the Gemara he's blamed for this Chorban. And Shaila is, what did he do that made him culpable, that the Gemara blamed him for this? You find this, you say it over and over again in many different places in Shas, where someone is blamed for something which is poshut not his fault, and Chazal have to come and explain what exactly they mean. A classic example is Shlomo HaMelech, where the Pasuk even says that at the end of his day he did all sorts of terrible things. The Chazal come and they say, no, it's not that he did this, he did that. His wives did it and he wasn't Maicha. Another similar example is Parashish Rav Elazar. It's called Parashish Rav Elazar that used to go out for Shabbat. Many such examples. So what was the thing that Gedalia did, or that Gedalia is blamed for, that we associate his name with Churban? So my Rebbe wanted to tell you that he committed the ultimate sin. The sin of being naive. Gemara says, Allah is Kabdeil v'chashdeil. Kabdeil v'chashdeil. Don't be naive. Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa, if you learn the sugya of being dan someone the kapslus, it comes out from all the rishonim that it's not this hunky dory thing about assuming that everyone, you know, only thinks about cotton candy, and it's not the way it works. Now, a tzaddik who can be nyoin of chul v'chul. Don't be naive. Ob mitzad sheni, don't be naive and assume that you understand the whole story. Don't be naive. Yedali was naive. That's what he wants to tell you. What's the shaykhus now? One of the greatest averis, chisroinus, problematic character traits is being naive. Making naive tshuva. If you look in the Sifrei Musa, you see this, you saw it again and again and again. Or Yecheskel, right in the beginning. Reb Chaska says something, Noir Voyim. Hashem talks about Kiyokum Bekirbuch Hanavi, someone who pushes Klal Yisrael aside, Nelcho v'navde lekim acherim. Let's go worship other gods. Asher lo yedatem v'navdeim. The Torah is madgish when it's talking about the biggest avera in the world. Denying Kaviyachol. Denying the Rebbeinu Shel'olam. What's the taina? Asher lo yedatem. Hashem looks at you and says, really? I thought we had a history. I took you out of Mitzrayim. We had that whole tkufa in the Midbar. I gave you the Torah. Remember the Beit HaMikdash? Remember that? You remember that period of time? Really now? Nelchov and Navdil Likim Achem Asher Lo Yedatem? The Taina is, come on! Asher Lo Yedatem? What did that God do for you? The Gresh the Taina is when we do things on Kinseichel. Where's the brain? Asher Lo Yedatem? If it had done, it sounds as if the Taina would be a lot less. This plays out in a couple of different ways. The Yerushalmi in Chagigo, Perek Alpha Lach Zayin, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Gil HaRayah Shvichzdom Vavad Zoro V'loi Viter Al Avoyim Bittul Toiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachul Mevater. Scared to say it, Yivatrin Mo'oihi, but Yerushalmi Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Gil HaRayah Shvichzdom Vavad Zoro V'loi Viter Al Avoyim Bittul Toiro. So the Shaila is why? So with Moshe Schwab, he says something which is Nerev Oyim. Gil Garay Shvichzdom Avoy Dezoro. They come from somewhere. There's a Taiva. There's a Rotsin of the Eitzahara. What's Bittul Taira? You're lazy? That's not a good excuse. You're lazy? That the Bunshim can't even vater on. Worse than the Gimel Chamuris. Not because Torah, it sounds like. Not just the fact that Torah is the Grestazach and it's Kneged Kulon, the Chulu, the Chulu. But why? Where's the brains? The Navi in the Teichacha says also, V'chiloyod Ashor Koineu, V'chamoy V'zbol, all these achit, come on. Come on, I made you with Seichel. Where's the Seichel? Where's the brains? V'yoydim u'belo yoydim. The Naftali Trot, it's a gavaldi kashan. The Gemara in Yuma Lamed Hey. The Gemara talks about three people who are machayev, all the people that are going to come up with din. Hillel, machayev sa'aniyim, v'charsum, machayev sa'ashirim. Who is as poor as Hillel? Who is as rich as Velozah? Who was as beautiful as Yosef? Yosef is machayev sa'arishoyim. Everyone's going to come up, and the Gemara says that they'll ask him, why weren't you Isaac in Torah? So the first guy says, what do you mean? I was so poor, I couldn't eat anything. I didn't have anything to eat. Were you poorer than Hillel? The Gemara tells a story about how he was stuck on the roof, fell in the snow, la-di-da. Another guy comes, why weren't you Isaac in Torah? Well, I had all my properties. What do you want from me? I had so many things to deal with. Were you richer than Elazar Mechatzim? To the point where he used to wander from place to place, and his own avodim forced him to do malacha in a city that he owned. Why? Because he'd never visited them, because he couldn't provide the leader based medrash. Finally, Yosef Atzadik. Why when Yosef with Torah? Torah Beitri. Vosva Ateretidos. The first two make sense. Why are you going to Torah? I didn't have any food to eat. I was starving. The second one, I was very busy. I was taken up by this. Torah B'Yitzri? What kind of answer are you giving? Let's just rephrase this in a mashal. A child comes home, and his mother says, why aren't you doing your homework? So he says, oh my gosh, now I'm going to chatzaris. So he says, you know what? I'm really sorry I wasn't doing my homework. I was busy breaking your favorite vase. I couldn't. I was trying to do the homework, but I was smashing all the glasses in the cabinet. It's on your tekarua. What's the terrace of Torah B'Yitzri? Vazetendost, Zot Naftali. The Taina of Bittul Torah is going to be so stark, it's going to be so strong, so overwhelming, that Torah B'Yitzri Vet Zaina Teretz. have the Yitzhahara, I was running after this, I was doing that, I was doing this Yitzhah, that Yitzhah. Bittul Torah. And what Zetman Alts Bittul Torah? First of all, the Goydel Mayav Torah, but even more than that, Seichel. Thinking, what are we doing? Every day, what are we doing? I think a lot of people are zeicha to go to Yom Kippur and not understand a lot of what we do. Talking to myself here, and I had a ha'ara which bothered me a lot, and I saw something today, the last few days, which for me was a pella, a big feature of Yom Neroim is the Yud Gimel Midos, and we come and we ask Hashem Kel Rachum Lechanun, he's a Rachman this way and he's a Rachman that. Basically, it's 13 different ways, it seems, of Rachmanus, of Chesed. Is either because he lets you stay longer, or because he treats you the same, or he still offers you chesed even after that. B'chulu. So it always bothered me. There's actually no bakasha there. Hashem Hashem, kerachum chanun, erachapayin achet, leitzachet, 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 leitzachet. It should end off. Right? And the Rabbi Nishleilim should have Rachmanis on us. Where's the Bakasha? Where's Bakasha? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what they should do in front of me. They should come, they should be Misa'atif in the Talis, and they should save Yudu Midas, and I promise, I swear, Dr. Rabbi Nishleilim, that they're not Chizirikim, they don't go back empty-handed. He didn't ask for anything. So I saw two Torahim. The first test is a big chiddush for me, the Maram Shif. Maram Shif says, if you're medayik, it does not say Yoim Ruleth Onai. It says Yasu. If they are Rachum Chanun, if they are Ke'erech Apayim, if that's the way they are, so what we know from the Gemara, right? If the person is Ma'avir Al Midaisav, so Min Hashemayim will do the same. Yasu lefana. That's one teretz. Maram Shif. The second teretz, I came to understand from a few different svarim together. Something from Pinkus, something from Friedland, a bunch of different places together. But it's something which is so stark. The Gemara in Brochus relates to Maisa's Rav Chiya. The Klal Yisrael was suffering. And they brought him Rav Chiya. And he stopped davening. And as he says, all the things are coming true. Pilei ploim, mashiv haruach, moirid hageshem starts coming down. Unbelievable. Noir of oyim. In the shemayim is a rash. What are we going to do if he gets to mechaya amazing? So they send something to disrupt him. Why he doesn't continue davening the next day under shayla. But there's a push to shayla. What's the difference between Mashiv Ruach Merah Geshem from the beginning of davening, before the Chaya Mason, and the Mashiv Ruach later? One is a Haskara, and one is a Bakasha. Why, when he said Mashiv Ruach, did it start raining? Gomes Gefrecht. He didn't ask for anything. And the Teretz is Fakerik. The beginning of davening, where we know we're talking about the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're describing, at least to the best of our ability, to the best of our knowledge, what the Rabbeinu Shalom, or not what, but how he acts in the world, that's a haskar, we're mentioning. Yud Gimel Midas are the same. Aber, if someone relates to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashiv HaRuach Merid HaGeshem, on a level like Rav Chiya, it starts raining. What's the pshat? From the time when little boys were taught this yisoid, the Baruch Hashem doesn't need our help, he knows what we need. Why do you daven? Because you have to ask for it. You have to daven for it. You have to recognize where it comes from. If someone understands Mashiv HaRuach Merid HaGeshem, what's the problem? Why shouldn't it rain anymore? I'm makir. The Zelbazach with the Yud Gimel Midos. We come to Yom Kippur, Ka'aniyim, Kiroshim, Kidalim, Gonglish, we have nothing to say. Mesach Lohrim Roish. With what time are you going to come? Me'onu, Mechayenu. The only thing that we have to say is these Midas. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dos, is Yet. He's a Rachum. What's the Nekuda? So I'll answer by way of a Shaila. In the Svarishim Machzor, we have an Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu Kosveinu B'Sefer Tzadikim Kosveinu B'Sefer Yishorim Utminim. The Shaila is Poshit. How could you ask Hashem to be written in the Sefer of Tzadikim? To ask the Rabbanu Shalom to be written in the Sefer of Chayim B'Seder? Can I have a chumonis on you? But you either are a tzaddik or you're not a tzaddik. And the teretz is that we know ourselves as parents. You see two people looking at a child, and one of them says, "Oh, look at the kid! He's a monster! He's destroying everything! He's running up and down like a mishugana." And the other one says, "He has so much energy." One adult sees the kid, he's running around, he's bossing all the other kids around in the nursery. Oh, look at this kid, he's a terrorist. He's bossing everybody around. What does the other one say? He's a natural leader. Who are these two people? One is Stam, an adult, and the other one is his parent. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom not to look at us like the Dayan that he is. Like the Elohim that he is. But see us like a tati. See us with these midas, and if we recognize it, and if we feel the rachmanis, if we feel the chesed, if we understand and relate to the Rebbeinu Shloim on that level, that's the mashiv ruach, unkim bakosha. That's the pshat in Boruch Ato Hashem. You're the makor habrochas as vos. Ich verstehe das. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, in the Mir, my Magid Shir told me a Maisa of Rubenstein. Maisa was Rabbi Yeshaya Barki. He's on a boat, and he's traveling through the ocean. Now, I mean, it's not like what it was. You know, you took your life in your hand when you traveled on a boat. And there's a storm which is Nerv Oyim, and the ship is being thrown from one side to the other. And people begin to realize that the boat is going to fall apart, so they start jumping ship. Everyone except for this Rabbi Shaya. Why? Because he has two kids sitting with him. Both of which do not know how to swim. The matzav gets worse and worse, and they hold on to the last second until finally they hear a giant crack as the boat is pulled apart, and they jump into the water with not a second too soon, and the boat goes down. And then the Rabbi Yeshaya takes his two kindlech, his two zisa kindlech in his arms, and he starts swimming, and he goes a little bit. And then he realizes it's impossible. And he's faced with a decision. Rachmanu Litzlan. Of choosing between two of his kids. Which one he's going to leave and which one he's going to take. Rachmanu Litzlan. So he makes his chishbainis, halachas involved, and he turns to the child that he has to leave behind, and he says, "My entire kin, it's not because I love you any less. It's not because you did something wrong. Chas v'shalom. It's not because you've upset me or mommy. What can I do? What can I do? I have to say one. Otherwise we'll all drown. And there are tears. And back and forth, and the father is being Menachem, his son, knowing this. And finally the moment comes. And the child is calmed. And he begins to swim away. And he gets about 10 or 15 feet away, and his child calls out, Tati! How can you leave me here? I can't swim! So he swims back. What kind of father could... So he swims back, and he sits with him, Nachamo. And he goes through vidui with him, again and again, being Menachem, trying to raise his spirits. And again, time comes to leave, and he swims away. And again, he gets 20 feet away. And he hears his son's voice, Tati! Don't leave me here by myself. And Nachamuli comes back. It's not going to help. There's no plan up his sleeve. What's going to... Beini, Beini, a piece of the ship, which had gone down, floats to the surface. And they all manage to hold on and make it to safety. And every year he used to make a Sudas Haidah. And he used to make the Sudas Haidah before the Yom Neroim. And one time one of his grandchildren came to him. And they said, I don't understand. Why are you serving this? Why are you having the Sudas Haidah now? This is not when the Nef occurred. And he said to them, because I had a gewaldige lekach. I had a gewaldige musahaskel. That's specifically pointing before the Yom Neroim. As when a kin schreit tate. The father can't help but turn back. Does it make sense? Doesn't make sense. Is it the right thing to do for the father? Maybe not. But what kind of father can turn away? We dive into this melech, who was also an av. We dive into this dayan, who is also the epitome of chesed. We just need to recognize that that's what it is. When I'm davening, and I come to any time that it says the word Av, that's how I imagine myself. In the middle of the ocean, and I can't swim, and I have nothing with me that can protect me, and there's no reason and no svara and no logic and no right. I'm not roi to call out, but at the very least I'm a nivra, I'm a child, and he's my tati. Ovorachamim. Ovinu Makenu, scream! But this doesn't go without mentioning the pasuk, where Hashem looks at us and he asks us, he says, Imadoinimani, you keep calling me Melech and Odoin and all these terms of Melucha. Aye Moiroi, where's the Moira? It's not just a name, HaMelech HaKodesh. It's not something you throw about. I'm a king. Where's my Moira? V'im'ovoni. And if I am, and if I am the Tati, I yikvoidi with my covet. What is kivrav? The Gemara is mefarish the difference between covet and moira. Moira is fear. Al yeshiv b'mkoymoy. Should use your father's name. What's kiburav? Kiburav is machil, mashke, machnitz, umoitzi. You get him dressed, you take care of his tzrochim. What's the rabbi? What are the rabbi shalom's tzrochim? What does kaviyachol need? There's nothing he needs he can't have. Kiliyachesev v'azov. I think there's one thing the Rebbeinu Shalom Kav Yochum needs. Chas Hashem, if you could do such a lesson. He created a world in which the Metzias is that he cannot get involved. He does not get involved. He will not cannot, Chas Hashem. He will not get involved. He leaves it to Bali Bechira. And there are Bali Bechira who don't see him. The Pasuk I mentioned before, the Bali Musa asked a Poshita Kasha. It sounds like it's a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer, if the Shor understands and the Shor knows, how could you, I gave you Seichel, how could you not know your master? How could it be? And the Shaila they ask is, what's for our opinion? The Shor knows its instinct is to run after food. He needs to eat, so he comes. How could you compare that to a Jew, to a Yid, looking for his master, looking for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? And the answer they say is, for a Yid to look for Ruchnius, for a Yid to look for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is the same instinct as a Shor, as a ferret to look for food. Otherwise there's no Kal V'Chomer. So how could it be? How could it be if it's instinctual, there's so many people who are missing the boat? How could it be? They don't forget to eat, Fryiden. So they give a mushel. The mushel is to the Metzias in the ghetto in Warsaw. People were starving. They used to send out kids to get the food. And sometimes people would go out, and because of the hunger was so strong that they would finally get the food, they would forget where they lived. They would become confused, and people would have to lead them back to where they were, where they lived. And sometimes it was so strong, this ra'av, that when they finally got home, they couldn't recognize which house they lived in. And there were times where it was so strong that when they went in the house, they didn't recognize which people were their parents. Milektin atzait, sloy rov lalechem, v'loitzom alamoyim. Kim l'shmoy as divrei Hashem. And the kids and the door is looking everywhere for it. Now what's the problem? They don't remember how the Tati looks at all. Im av ani. Ayek voidi. This is the one thing. Shmoy mechul ol vagoyim. Every single ubechein paints the picture of a world with a malchus shakai. A world where they don't idolize crazy footballers or some mishugana actor, where the front page of every newspaper should be Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv speaks to crowd in London every day. Every day should be about another Talmud Chacham, another Tzaddik, another one of the Noshim Tzidkonius who were putting up people for Shabbos meals non-stop. Tehila L'Reyecho. But the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't do it for us. There needs to be this Sarusa Diltata, where we begin it. Where we start it, and the Rebbeinu Shlom helps us do it. If he did it, what would be the point? The Rebbeinu Shlom Shem Mezakeh. That when we call out, we have the Haftacha that Korav Hashem B'chol HaKorav and the Tanai should be Neskayim, the Tanai couple in the Pasuk V'chol HaShei K'u B'emes.